Sergei Loznitsa-Lykin's removal of €2 million grant to a punishment in kindergarten on eve of Venice Film Festival. One of Ukraine's most acclaimed filmmakers has criticized the European Commission's decision to cut off funds to the Venice Biennale over the opening of Russia's pavilion, likening it to a punishment in kindergarten. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica here. September 2nd. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian World. Ukrainian filmmaker criticizes EU after it cuts Venice Biennale funding over Russia controversy. The Biennale drew heavy criticism this spring when it allowed Russia to use its pavilion for the first time since 2022, despite the ongoing full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Continue reading next. Second, from Bloomberg Top, IMAX China on summer box office trends. Daniel Manwaring, CEO at IMAX China, discusses demand at the company's theaters over the summer and China's entertainment consumption trends. He speaks exclusively on Bloomberg, the China show. Source, Bloomberg. Up next. Third, from Bloomberg Top, Bessent says China stopped unanimous G20 communique. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said China prevented the group of 20 from issuing a joint communique after a gathering of finance and central bank chiefs this week due to a dispute over its giant trade surplus. Bloomberg's Jill Decease has the details. Source, Bloomberg. And then, fourth, from the Hindu Top, Xi visits Egypt as China seeks deeper influence across West Asia. On the surface, Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Egypt this week is a run-of-the-mill opportunity for two countries to strengthen economic and diplomatic ties. But there is deep subtext to the meeting between Mr. Xi and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. China, the United States' top global rival, is cultivating an extensive relationship with one of America's key allies in West Asia as it moves to expand its influence in the rapidly changing region. Mr. Next. Fifth, from Reason, C.J. Roberts and the Smithsonian bypass Congress to build new Latino museum. At the same time that Chief Justice Roberts voted to halt the construction of the East Ballroom because Congress did not authorize it, the Chief Justice's other institution voted to bypass Congress to build a new museum. I'm not sure anyone else saw the connection between these two items, but that's why you read this blog. For decades, there has been a movement to build new Smithsonian museums on the National Mall dedicated to African Americans, Latino Americans, and women. Up next, sixth, from Independent, why we need to start treating Trump's America like Russia. Expansionist desires, aggressive military actions, and the consolidation of power in its internal affairs used to attack political enemies. Keir Giles explains how, while writing his new book, he came to realize the two countries are becoming exceedingly hard to tell apart. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top, Taiwan plans rare ministerial visit to China for APEC meeting. Taiwan plans to send a minister to attend an APEC meeting in China later this month, as questions linger over how Beijing will handle the island's attendance of the forum as it steps up efforts to deepen Taipei's international isolation. Next, eighth, from Le Monde, en direct, guerre en Ukraine, les sanctions allemandes envers la Russie sont une nouvelle erreur grossière. Dit Vladimir Putin. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next, ninth, from Straits Times. Russia, US see grounds for financial ties, Russian finance minister says. SEPTU dialogue between Russia and the US should continue to find common ground in economics, which should make it easier to discuss political issues, Russian finance minister Anton Siluanov said, according to an Interfax news agency report on Wednesday. And then, 10th, from BBC News Top, we want to warn every airline that uses Russian airspace, every insurer, everyone who still uses key Russian airports. The Russian sky is becoming completely dangerous. Volodymyr Zelensky. Most Western commercial airlines do not fly over Russia as a consequence of the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine. But carriers in countries such as China still do. Zelensky says airlines should avoid Russian airspace as Ukraine escalates drone operations. Ukraine's president has told airlines that Russian airspace will be effectively closing as his country escalates its drone strikes. That's the day. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.